Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I never won there. Never.
You know what? Liverpool. It's one place to win.
Never won there. With no team.
No team. Wow. You can finish your career and never beat Liverpool.
Don't say that.
No way.
Yeah.
You know that. That's a mad one.
Yeah.
Just going upstairs to get Carl now. Just texted him. He's actually late. How you doing, bro?
First of all, apologies.
All good. It's all right, yeah?
Thank you.
You must have been buzzing last night to not play, like. Because I used to think sometimes, cheers, I used to think that, it's a bit of a dead rubber, the game. Please, like, give me a little breather, so we've got massive games coming
don't
up.
Don't you like sometimes actually playing and keep playing?
When it's a dead rubber game, no. I don't. Well, if it, the important ones, yeah, I just want to bang. Used to want to bang them out. But
no, I like playing.
Yeah.
Because I'm one of them ones. As soon as I'm not playing,
rhythm.
Yeah, I struggle.
Is it?
I need to keep playing and keep playing, because if I don't, like,
do you find it hard? You switch off.
Yeah, I just switch off.
Do you find it hard, like, coming up from injury as well? Do you need, like, a few games, or do you just get straight in?
I've been very lucky. I did my groin. I did my pubis at Tottenham in 2015. But, touch wood, I never pulled a muscle.
Yeah. Oh, you're lucky, man.
Yeah.
You must have some good luck then. Giggsy was like that.
Yeah.
Never had no injuries, but he played to you. Do you think you can play to, like...
I was speaking with Bernardo yesterday, and I've got until 36, so I signed another two year extension onto
what you had.
What I had, and I think I could. I don't feel like I'm slowing up or anything.
And then, you're still hitting a little higher miles per hour.
Yeah, so I actually I don't feel like I'm slowing up. But
I'm a United fan. Like, there's no chance of, like, just. It might have gone a bit different, you know, at weekend if it.
You reckon?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I think when Marcus gets in and he's 1v1 and then you're chasing him, I don't know if he was in his head or whatever. I also think it was a foul. I think you caught his leg. I don't think the hands was. Hands is fine.
You think I caught his leg?
Yeah, I thought you caught his leg.
I think, do you know what I think?
He's scraping here, aren't you? You're scraping.
What else have I got?
Yeah. It's just the arm. If you get the arm, when people are, like, we'll talk, but when people are running so quick, you get that arm, you know, like, it just knocks them off balance.
Well, one arm's not a foul either. You get away with it all day long, don't
you? You shove that arm on their arm and you pull it back.
That's true what you said. I think if that's someone else, I think he just runs through. Mm. But I think it's like, you've got it, so you're in people's heads now because you're that quick. I think he feels you coming.
Yeah.
Whether you're there or not, you just think, where's Kyle?
But that was our threat, wasn't it? We had Garnacho and Rashford over the top, and that was it, really.
I think that was the same with Raz, though. But then Raz did well against me. I used to love playing against Raz.
Is it?
Yeah, I used to love it. not as in a disrespectful way, but I used to love it, that I knew he was a good player. And I thought, if I did well against him, people are actually going to then appreciate, you know, what I'm doing.
We'll do this when we actually start, but who do you struggle against then? Because Pace isn't an issue, is it?
I hate Nasri. I used to hate Nasri. I used to hate him.
Why?
He just put himself in pockets. Like, put someone against me.
Going up against you.
I'm all right. But when them clever players, and they sit in them pockets, and it's like,
he's Gael
cliche.
Overlapping.
So it was like, I go in there, I know Gale's on the overlap. And then
it's the questions, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not like physically you think, I can handle anyone or anything.
Mm.
It's the question.
Do I stay or go? Am I picking him or is he getting
it's
him?
It's like, I absolutely understand what you're saying. But people that weren't quick were my problem.
Yeah.
Bergkamp, Raul, like people, Zola.
Yeah.
People that used to go in their little pockets, like you're saying, used to go, and they used to look at you and say, like, come then. Because sometimes they're going to go round, or if you don't come, I'll turn and face you. And you think, fucking hell, that's interesting, that.
But as soon as, like, for me and you, as soon as they pulled us out of the line, they lost, like, your pace. So for me, it's kind of like, if I go, where John's obviously stepping into that centre midfield role, I'm leaving Ruben. With Manu, you can kind of do it. You can kind of gamble on that little one in there, thinking, okay, well, if I actually don't get that, Manu's always there. But Ruben, it's just different players you play with, and where the manager likes to change it.
But that's down to the best player's intelligence, being able to understand who he's playing with. Who do I can I leave him? Can I not leave him in game?
And who you're playing against.
Yeah.
All right, good. It is mad. What do you think with the title? Do you think he's trebled up again or not?
It's so hard. I don't want Arsenal because of Tottenham.
We still got an affinity to Arsenal.
Yeah, just, I don't want Arsenal. But
so we have Arsenal to win one for the first time in 20 years. Liverpool get a 20 if our City do four in a row.
Yeah, you're
we played these last second to last game at home as well. It's fucking wanked. Wait. Have you seen what Trent said?
No, I'm not even getting involved. This ain't on air, I'm not even getting involved.
Did you see that? We discussed it on TNT.
Yeah, I'm not even getting involved.
Like, wow. Before the game.
It does mean more though.
Huh?
It doesn't mean exactly the same. It means more.
No, but any fan, it can't mean more to another fan than another, I don't think.
We can't when there's only one of them, I know.
It's been floating around the changing room today.
That's half your team talk, though.
Yeah, it would do, wouldn't it?
That'd be half, because you're thinking, you should, like, but they fucking, he means it or not. Or
they're absolutely having themselves to that level anyway, aren't they? That's the whole fucking shtick with them.
I never won there.
Didn't you?
Never.
You didn't want Liverpool? It's one place to win. Place.
Never won there with no team.
For no team?
No team.
Wow, you could finish your career never beating Liverpool.
Don't say that. Don't say that.
No way. Yeah. No, that's a mad one.
Yeah. Mahrez could have changed it, but he skied it, the penalty.
Well, what is it, Adam? What is it about? What have you found been so difficult? Bit of luck.
Not a bollocks with a coach, is it?
No, I don't know. They've had some good players, haven't they? And I think the fans are incredible. Yeah, it's one thing I do say, like, the fans are really, really good. But just never won.
Is there anyone in there who's like, because obviously in our teams, there was people, when people say, oh, he was a great, like, Mark Carrick was a mad drinker. John O'Shea, mad drinker. Stayed the same, like, or Wes Brown was a loon. But, like, you expect, like, Wazza to be off
the of course, yeah.
Like, everyone expects Jack. Who's the, like, the guy that no one expects in your squad? Who loves a party, enjoys it?
John.
John Stone.
John loves it. John loves it, but he don't drink all season.
Oh, is that it?
He don't drink all season. So little breaks. So say we went to Saudi, not Saudi, Dubai, Abu Dhabi. He had a little go then, but when he goes, it's bottles. There's no mixers. It's just a bottle. So a bottle of tequila, a bottle of Jägerbomb, and he'll just drink that straight. Just give me the bottle, and he just drinks it.
I remember seeing him drinking at Sterling's party.
Yeah. That's him. Mad. But then after that, he stopped drinking because he fought injuries and everything like that.
He's got that professional.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he's dedicated, obviously.
But when he goes, he just goes.
That's a bit like me. I still love it.
I love it. Oh, I love it. It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. When you win and you just go out, you just think, I'm invincible. No one can chat to me.
How high is the high? Like when you win something and then you're celebrating with the lads. That
only
high.
That night for me.
Yeah. We kind of stretched it to probably 3 days.
Yeah. 3 days.
Yeah.
But it's the highs, like you say, they're
it's
like
incredible.
Ridiculous. But if you could bottle that and just bring it out once a month when you retire, mate, you'd have the best life.
Well, the highs are high because the lows are fucking well shit, aren't they? And not winning stuff.
You were out of time, by
the way. I just got I'm all good. Nothing to do.
What is today? Day off?
No, being trained.
Are you talking about Liverpool already?
No, he did a little bit of the defensive work, but he hasn't spoke anything. We've got a day off tomorrow.
Okay.
And then in Saturday, play Sunday.
So your day off the day before? We've never done that.
Yeah, so he always does it. So wherever, if we play home or away, even like Champions League game, he'll always stay the night in the hotel. So wherever we are, we stay there.
Home.
No, at home you get to go home, but you're in the... So like last night, we're in 9:30 this morning.
Oh, wow, okay.
The lads will do recovery. The other lads, we call it Champions League. So the other lads do Champions League 7v7. And then you get the next day off. So you play Saturday, you're in Sunday, get Monday off.
Okay,
in play Sunday, in Monday, get Tuesday off, and that's how he does it.
The Iron Coffee lunatic, I love it. I can't function without coffee, man.
I keep going click and collect Cafe Nero in the morning, white chocolate mocha.
Is it?
Oh, it's incredible. It's incredible, but I'm just scared of the calories in it.
Are you big on like your food and that and your nutrition? Or
are you naturally
genetically gifted? Lucky fucker, man. Seriously. That Nani.
Yeah.
See Nani's physique? Bro. Mm. The most chiseled man I've seen can't do it.
You guys also do fucking backflips.
I don't do nothing. Like, I do a little bit. Now I've started to do gym. Now I've started, like this season, I started to do gym.
Man's 33 and I just started gym.
Yeah. Save this. We've got this is one of the topics anyway. Diet and training.
Yeah, but when you say gym, like what is it? Like repetition stuff?
Or... No, I don't do heavy. Yeah. I'll do like more body weight and just to tone it.
I used to go gym, in April.
You're not getting into that?
Summer.
Knees over toe stuff.
To go beach.
I
was just toned up.
Fucking good, you know?
I hate the gym. It's
not weights. A lot of it's like body weight stuff. Step down.
I love the gym.
Yeah.
Only since I retired.
Yeah.
You're not following him on fucking Instagram? I've seen him.
But JJ started it as well. But why didn't you do it when you were playing football? Like I said to him when I last seen him, like, what? You're massive now.
But that was like me because I was scared of getting bigger.
Oh, yeah?
And so then I'd lose my mobility because I'm 6'3", 6'4". I needed to be like, if I put any weight on, I used to think I'm going to be slow.
So what was you playing at? When you was playing, what was your weight?
86, 87.
Okay.
So I'm about almost 100 now. Mm. Like, it's crazy. But I could, if I go for a jog now, I think, how would I move if I played?
You don't think you? No.
Bro. No, you I have to stay that
Rodri's
way.
A fucking pretty stacked dude, though, isn't he? He cuts a bad look
off. I joined City at 83 from Tottenham, but I was under Pochettino, obviously, young.
High intensity, you know.
I'm 88 now.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow, and you ain't slowed down, have you? You got quicker,
feel, right? I reckon my quickest was probably 28, when I was like 28. That's when I felt my strongest.
Is it?
Yeah. I thought I was a little bit too light at Tottenham.
Fucking hell. Well, you're at 33, yeah. I was like, after games, like almost on the way to A&E, like in a bad way. You just look like you could go do another game.
I think my position's changed though, hasn't it? Like, I'm not a...
Don't tell us.
No.
That's one of the topics.
It's one of my questions for in a bit. Though.
Definitely. Keep the best. Yeah. Right, are you ready, guys? You ready to go? Yep. Let's go start.
We good, Spence, yet?
Is this close enough, yeah?
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to this week's episode of Vibe with Five. It's a big one, man. There's loads of trophies and medals in here, man. None for me and Steve. Rio.
Speak for yourself.
How many you got? Sunday League, yeah?
No, Saturday League.
Okay, cool. Rio, who we got?
None other than the best right back. I consider the best right back in Premier League history. He's had some journey, not the conventional, been on loans. Come from Sheffield United, went to Spurs, came through, England player, 81 caps, same as me, by the way. You're gonna bypass that, but yeah, the best, the man that goes up against the best and says, come on, let's go 1-1, and's happy and's comfortable, Mr. Kyle Walker.
That's right, man. How many Premier Leagues now?
Five, yeah.
What are you looking at me for?
I'm just saying, he's got six, but, you know, no rivalry, but yeah.
I know. I know.
Oh, man, where should we start though, Ria?
I think I'd like to take it back, man. I think, first of all, we're doing research, obviously, where every time we get a guest on, we look at it, and I just see straight away, you just launched your academy.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that, because I think it's really important, and I think it's great to see people giving back to the younger people, the younger players especially.
Yeah, I think... just as you said there, you know, my journey started in Sheffield and I wanted mainly to give back to, you know, the people from my city and start it there and then see where I can branch out. But, you know, these kids that are on the street, you know, I've seen your documentary that you did on Netflix and everything like that. Yeah, that was it. And I just feel that there is people out there that don't really get the opportunity that they should have due to, you know, all different types of circumstances. So listen, hopefully it can, you know, give one person, if it gives one person the opportunity to, you know, go on and fulfill their, you know, career and dream of being a footballer, then if I can be a help in that, then that's what I want to do.
So what's the situation with it then? Is it like a foundation that you're just offering coaching to parts of the community?
Yeah, it's obviously it's a program, a scholarship, you know, right, at the Sheffield College, that's a fantastic place in Sheffield, that's got really good grades and everything like that. So it's not just about the football, it's also education about, you know, education as well. Okay, as well. Right, and it's both for, you know, boys and girls. So it's not just concentrating on, you know, on the men's side of the game, you know, it's both sides of the game. And just listen, as long as I can give something back to, you know, a city that gave everything to me, you know, that's what I want to do.
No, great. Let's go back to where you started. You mentioned Sheffield, a place close to your heart. You started at Sheffield United.
Yeah.
Well, their academies, Ramsdale.
Yep.
Harry Maguire, David Brooks, yourself.
Yeah.
Like, what's it about Sheffield and their academy? But was you always considered a top player growing up, or have you had to really work at your game?
No, I think from the age of, I started there at 7. So from 7 until probably around about 13, I was good. I was good, you know, probably.
First pick?
I'd say, but I was centre forward.
Was you?
I was centre forward, yeah. So I played centre forward. I went down to Lillishaw.
Oh, wow.
With England. You
that's
know,
got to be the last lot of run
it
of
must,
that,
it might have been, but you know, when there's like 60 kids from everywhere and you're all down there just like, and I went down there as a centre forward.
Oh, wow. So who would you have been playing with? If we had a player today and go, right, that's a little bit like me when I was a kid, who was it? So we can get a picture.
Owen, surely.
Michael Owen?
Surely.
I love Kieran Dyer. I used to love Kieran Dyer. Yeah, that was my favourite player.
Was he?
Yeah.
Why Kieran? He was a great player, by the way.
He was just quick, weren't he? Just so quick. And I just loved the, like, on the left-hand side, cutting in. And that was, I used to base myself around him, but that's when I ended up getting thrown back to right back.
Who else was there at Lillishaw? At the time.
Yeah, what's your class?
So I went with the under 19. So Trips is my age.
Okay.
Drink Water was my age. Welbeck. Trying to think of him. Matthew James.
Oh yeah.
He was my age. Yeah.
Pretty solid era.
Lansbury.
Henry Lansbury.
Yeah, Lansbury.
Arsenal.
Davin Oyt or Justin Oyt. Justin Oyt. Yeah. So he was a good age. We got to the final. The Euros in the 2019 under 19s in Ukraine, and then lost to Ukraine in the final.
Mm. So your journey, obviously Sheffield, and you signed for Spurs,
yeah,
and then you end up having like three loans. What's that? Can you just explain what that's like? Obviously, you signed for Spurs. Are you expecting to go and get into the first team, or was a loan part of the deal, or what? And how do you deal with going out on loan?
It was Gaffer as well.
Redknapp.
Right.
So I've gone down to Devon to meet up with the team. I said this on League of Their Own, and I'm going down to Devon with my agent and with Kyle Norton, who was also at Sheffield United. Mm-hmm. So we're heading down there, and he gets to the training ground and sat on the side of the pitch, and I'm looking, and there's Modric, there's Bale, Crouch is there, you know, Defoe, all these big players, but there's six right backs as well. So I'm counting the right backs.
Chimbonda,
Chorluka, Hutton, Gunter, Noughts, and then me if I signed, because Noughts was ahead of me.
Mm.
So I'm counting these right backs and I'm thinking, is this the right place for me? But then I've gone back, and we're driving back in the car from Manchester Airport to go back home to Sheffield, me and Noughts. And Noughts is like, yeah, I'm going to go Everton, because he already went to David Moyes' house.
Oh.
But I didn't get invited to the house. So I was like, well, I'm not going Everton. They don't even want me. Mm. Like, but it was a combined deal. So I'm like, I'm going Tottenham. He was like, no, I'm going to go Everton. So I was like, fine. Well, you know, our agent, because we both had the same agent. I was like, our agent's going to have to do something here, because I want to go there. If not, I'll just stay at Sheffield United. Next minute, Noughts rings me up about 3 hours, 4 hours later. Yeah, I'm coming Tottenham with you.
Wow.
And then that was it. I remember stood on the side of the pitch, and Harry Redknapp's gone to Alan Dixon, who's like the player liaison officer. Who's that? Al.
No, about you?
Yeah, well, he said, who's that?
Oh, confident.
He said, who's that? So then I was gone, it's Kyle. Bear in mind, there's two Kyles. He's gone, yeah, I know Kyle. Who's the other one?
Oh, no.
And that was like the funny running joke with me and Al.
So how's your confidence then like?
But I didn't know. I didn't know till 3 years later. Thank God. Thank God.
Come back from that.
Thank God. But
what was it like working with Harry?
Because I liked it. You know, it was similar to Warnock. I played under Warnock at QPR, and Harry's the best, I'd say, man manager that I've probably had.
Wow.
Where he'd make you feel, once he loved you, that was it. You made you feel like you were the best player. And I think obviously Joe Jordan and Kevin Bond was massive, you know, especially for me as a youngster, you know, going to talk to him. But yeah, it was tough at the start. I didn't like it, I have to admit. I found it really hard.
Not playing?
No, just moving from Sheffield. I went back on loan to Sheffield then. And then they called me back, sent notes to Middlesbrough. So I think, all right, I've done well at Sheffield United. I'm coming back and I'm going to get a few games now. But it was at that period in time where you could come back on loan, then go back out if you wanted.
Okay, yeah.
So he was like, listen, give me a couple of weeks and then I'll let you know if you can go back home. And I was staying in the Wolf. I ended up staying in the Wolf at Abbey Marriott for like 2 months. So he just won't give me a decision. But, you know, when you get there, I'm sat and I'm walking in the changing room and obviously there's big names there. And you kind of, you do doubt yourself a little bit. But I had a good group of the English lads, you know, which were, you know, very, very helpful. Defoe, Dawson, you know, and then you looked at my age group, Livermore, Jake Livermore, Danny Rose, and then the likes of JJ, you know, Aaron Lennon, Tom Wilson, these guys just welcomed you in and it helped me settle in really, really good. He had Benty and Woodgate. It was causing jokes every time, but yes, I loved it. I loved my time. By the end, you know, it was home. London was home for me.
So you're saying that he gave you confidence. You always tell us a story where Harry would go, look at him. What would he say? Call you like a, what would he call you? A Rolls Royce or whatever?
Yeah, I think that come from him, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Give you mad confidence. Yeah. He used to make you feel like top of the world. I don't know, it's weird. He was just, he talked with an earshot. So I'm sure he knew you could hear him. And he'd be talking you up and I'd be thinking, rah, I didn't think I was playing well.
Yeah.
But he thinks I'm the man now.
What did he say to you?
He would just obviously say, I came on as a marauding right back that, you know, got on the overlap and it wasn't new, but, you know, everyone used to call me Basingua when I was growing up from Sheffield United because he was like the first one to come to the Premier League. I'm not saying, you know, that others didn't do that, but he was the one that brought this, you know, overlapping as a fullback, you know, bar probably Asher Cole. And I think it was just like a little bit of fresh air to him because I think Charlie Chorluka, he was a very, very good player, you know, very gifted with his feet technically, but
not a great athlete, was he?
Wasn't he, gonna get up and yeah, down he towed a cart horse, bless him. he wouldn't mind me saying that because we still keep in contact now, but you know, he wasn't probably, you know.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
You had the same attributes that I do.
That team, you mentioned some names there, like the Modrics and Gareth Bowles and all the others. Like, talk me through those guys at that point. Was you looking at them going like, that level is crazy? Could you see those guys going and doing what they went and done with Real Madrid?
Luka, yeah. Because he was incredible. He was incredible.
Even like then?
Yeah, Luka then. You pass him the ball in such tight. He was like David. You know,
Silva.
You pass him a bad ball, he makes it look like a good ball. You know, he makes you look better. Gaz, probably not. Probably not, because when I first went back down, got the recall from Tottenham to Sheffield, he's like my age, so you congregate around, you know, your age group.
And he's still a left back at the time as well.
Still a left back. But he's telling me he's going Nottingham Forest. He said he was going Forest on loan. So I've just come. I'm trying to make friends.
Like loan buddies.
Yeah, yeah. And then he's like, I'm going. Like, I've just, my best mate that I've known from the age of 7, 8, noughts, I've been traded for him. So he's gone to Middlesbrough. I've got no one. I knew Rosie because of Leeds and Sheffield United. So he was like, me, Rosie, Jake and Gaz. And he was like, no, I'm going on loan to Nottingham Forest. Next minute he's tearing it up at the San Siro.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's nuts. And they went on to do some mad stuff. Yeah. Are them two among the best you've played with?
Gaz just went through, you know, everything he hit in that season, it just went in the back of the net. Right, it was incredible. Like, I've seen goal scorers, obviously, H, I've seen Erling now, and you think...
Yeah, he's all right.
But everything that he hit, no matter where he hit it from, it went in the back of the net.
Yeah,
the goals that he scored for Real Madrid, the Champions Leagues he's won, I think it says it for himself.
But that individual season, have you played with a player that's had a better individual season?
No.
Gareth Bale?
Yeah.
Wow.
Big goal.
Tottenham, you know, we wasn't going for the title, but he kept us up there. And even that goal at West Ham.
Oh, that's a nice goal.
With AVB, it was just like, you're not even, I think he's hit it out of anger, like the Rooney one, you know, with the Newcastle. He's hit it out of anger. And next, it's just like, it started so high and dipped at the last minute. It was just like, it shouldn't even go in. But I think it was just destiny for him to obviously go and do what he's done.
That team stays together. Do you think it could have competed for a title?
I think 1,000,000%. 1,000,000%.
You then obviously you have your time at Spurs and you go to Man City. Was it a record for a defender? A record, wasn't it?
I think it was English. So you must have had it for a while.
A few people have broken that since. But what's the pressure like with that price tag? Are you feeling any pressure at all?
Go to Man City. Mad cash for, was it 50 mil on it?
50
yeah,
mil.
Yeah,
50.
Yeah. No, I didn't feel the pressure because I wasn't playing in a different league. So if I was playing in a different league or going to a different league, this is what my dad asked me like at the time, like, you're a bit nervous. And I was like, well, it's not like I don't know the league. Mm. I know the league that I'm going to. And then we went away with, it was like literally signed, couple of days training at CFA. And then I was on the plane to, I think we first pre-season was Houston. But the first training session was woeful. I've just come from Pochettino, so I'm coming from running every day, and everything's regimented to, you know, lads just walking around. Like, it was mental. I'm saying to my dad, I think I've made a mistake here. Seriously, I think I've made a mistake. Like, because Tottenham was finished above City the last two seasons, so I wasn't coming to a worse team, but I was coming to a team that, you know, we finished above. And I think that Tottenham had, had a really good project. And I said, Dad, I think I've done something wrong here.
What did you mean by you said they're walking around? What do you mean?
I'm coming from Tottenham where it was the generation changed. And I think Pochettino loves working with young players.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as a player comes of a maturity or a voice, I'm not saying, listen, if this is right or wrong, that I think he doesn't really like it. He likes to have his mould, you know, on the team. So then when I'm walked in and you've got, you know, Nasri, Yaya Toure, Kun Aguero, David Silva.
Company.
You know, these are all senior big players. And they might have just been having an off day on that day, you know, jet lag or whatever, but Kun didn't move. But first game of the season again, he was against Brighton. He could just turn it on him. He was incredible. Short spaces again. And he used to let the ball ricochet off of you, but it couldn't be luck because I think he actually knew what he was doing. He'd kick it off of you to put it in his path to then go and score a goal. But, you know, to go and do what he's done for the club. And
what was the difference in that change room? Because you say you're going into from a young dressing room at Spurs, who are being moulded by a manager, to a seasoned, mature dressing room. What are the key differences that you saw and you thought, okay, and then the trigger to go, okay, I get it now. This is
winners, success. Just winners. I think for me going to Tottenham and getting to a lot of the finals or semi-finals at Wembley, and you know, you're nearly getting there or you're clapping someone going up that Wembley stairs, it's the worst feeling ever. And I remember my first Carabao Cup final was against Arsenal. Lo and behold, who sets up? Company, David Silva. You know, these, but I was looking around, panicking before the game, thinking, not again. Like, I can't come here again and lose. And you're looking at players that have done it before. And Vinny, David, you know, these players.
They carry you through at the beginning.
Yeah, they carried me through. They carried me through 100%. 100%.
Wow. I'm shocked that you said that training was lads walking about a bit. Is Pep not on that? He seems from the outside to be someone that wouldn't stand for that.
No, he's completely on it. But when you've flown from Manchester to Houston,
that one day
he could have been for a number of reasons. Could be for a number of reasons, but from going from the intensity that I went at Tottenham to Man City, even now, it's completely different. You know, training's definitely not as hard as what it was at Tottenham. Physically. It's more mentally, you know, of where we want you to be in certain places and how you're meant to read the game.
We see him like talking, I saw him talking to the young sub who came on yesterday, the young midfielder, Bright. Young Wright was coming on. I see him. He was for 30 seconds. Info. Like, is he like that every day?
Every day. Wow. Every day.
How much was going in?
After 7 years, I think everything's gone in. At certain times. But
how meticulous is he for where you are on the pitch?
Or is it everything?
Need to just understand the principles.
It's simple things that he's just said to me that I just think, why hasn't another manager said that?
Like what? Go on, give us an example.
A simple one. When teams might play man v man against us, it's never man v man because you've got a goalkeeper. So he says, until the goalkeeper comes and stands on Erling, and then it's man for man. But the goalkeeper's never going to come and stand on Erling, so it's never man for man. So everywhere, if you play with your goalkeeper, you have a free man somewhere. Now you think about it, and you think, but no one will ever think that. They'll say, oh, going man for man. It's not man for man. Because man for man would be the keeper coming on early.
Yeah, no one considered the goalkeeper a player before. Exactly. He was someone else.
But then you have to have the quality to actually get around your team though.
Of course.
And if you're looking at your players, like, who was impressing you the most? I know you said Company, even those guys, they get you through it. But any surprises you're looking at?
Fernandinho, yeah.
What, a leader or?
A leader, player? A person, a player. He was... Seriously, like, if there was anyone that you was going to war with, I'm putting him next to me. Seriously.
That's credit to Rodri then, isn't it? Because no disrespect to Fernandinho, but I ain't spoken about Fernandinho for a minute.
Yeah.
Because of what Rodri's doing.
What's Rodri's record at the minute? Is it some 60-something games or something he's not lost for?
They lose when he don't play. The same time you don't lose if he doesn't play.
I think is it 39 or something?
Whatever it is, it's ridiculous.
Just going back to Pep, because I find it so interesting like that you talk about details. What's he brought to your individual game? Like, the improvement you've made since you signed for City has been ridiculous. What has he given you? Just been that extra little bit of an ingredient?
I think just the understanding of the game. I think at Tottenham, I just played. And I just played because, you know, I love the game. You know, I didn't really think about it that much. I didn't go home and, you know, watch video or think, okay, well, I can improve on this, or, you know, give me an iPad before the game at Tottenham. I won't really want to watch
it. Is that what you're doing?
I watch people because it's certain movements, especially when you're coming up against the players that I'm coming up against, you know, as they'll have certain movements, certain body things that they throw, and it's repetition. You know, they don't do it and then all of a sudden do something else. So I know as soon as someone does a certain thing.
So the Mbappes, for instance, or Vinicius Juniors, are you watching the day before and you're just looking at body movements and twitches and whatnot, like to say, right, if I see that any time in the game, I know the next movement after that?
Yeah, it's... Mbappe is the one that, you know, he would, like, obviously, he uses pace a lot. His pace is a big factor in his game, and it's a good asset that he's got. But he wants to slow you down before he knocks it. where other players don't really do that, and they want the momentum to then obviously try and get past you. But he wants to slow you down so much, so then when he stops and goes again, his acceleration's incredible. So it's about not slowing down. It's one in the World Cup, and I've gone over to him, but I've slowed down too much. And I knew as soon as I slowed down, I knew I'm dead.
Was it just outside the box?
It was like halfway. There's like me and Hendo go over to him, and Hendo says, "You're the line."
I've seen that clip.
And then as soon as the line, I slow down. It's like a millisecond, but because of he's so quick, and then I'm scrambling to get my arm back across him. But you know, when they're moving as well, it's too hard.
You always seem as if you enjoy it playing those kind of games, you know, like other defenders, you hear them and you can almost see the fear in their face, but it's like you relish it playing against those top players.
What I say is I think that defenders go into games against the best, like centre-halves priming themselves on that before a game against a Haaland or an Mbappe, etc., Harry Kane, are losing sleep. I don't think you do that. The way you play, you tell me different if it is, but I don't think you go into a game and you think, I've worried about him, lost sleep. I'm aware, but I ain't losing sleep. I'm confident.
I give you respect. They deserve the respect that I give them. But I also kind of want that back. So if you want to go in a foot race with me, like, respect me that I can, you know, I can go toe-to-toe with you on that. Now, that's just how I've been. I think where I've been brought up, it's dog eat dog. You know, it's you survive or I survive, and that's just how I kind of take it into the game as well.
I think there's players, we did our research, and obviously Hazard, he's had a lot of good things to say about you, saying you're one of the hardest to play against. Neymar as well.
Yeah.
Do some of those players, when they give you the whole, they cover their mouths, do they say anything good to you, like especially like the Mbappes, the Vinnies? Have they ever come
The Vinny one was a good one, you know. But he's tried to rainbow flip me.
You're taking that as a disrespect.
Disrespectful. It's disrespectful. I said, I give it on my life, you was not getting that ball. Whether I fouled you or I took the ball, you was not getting that ball after. I said, you can't ever do that again to me, ever in your life.
What did he say?
No, he just started laughing.
He knows, he knows that as well. That's good. I love to see that. Because it is like, it is when you get that, that's why we were talking before about Marcus Rashford. I think the two chances after that he got after the goal, or opportunities to run through, I think he's thinking about where's Kyle Walker.
Okay.
And that affects his maybe touch or movements and motions. Because of that. Do you feel that you've got the respect of a lot of wingers now after what you've put down performance-wise?
Yeah, probably over the number of years. It's took a long time, you know, to get that. Obviously with the team I'm playing in, the things I've won, you know, I feel that I've probably gained that, you know, quite a bit. But personal thing on Rashi, I honestly think he's incredible. I think he's incredible. Listen, things sometimes don't go your way on the pitch, but for me, and I'm not just saying this, like, when he's on it, you ain't stopping him. Left, right foot, pace, strong. And he's got the one where it's like, there's no backlift. It's just a quick shot. Like Defoe used to have that, you know, no backlift, just shot. And, you know, when, as a defender, you gamble, don't you? You want to put your body in front of it. When it comes through your legs, what can you do?
Bayern Munich came in for you.
Yeah.
Is there any chance?
He wants him gone. He wants him gone.
Listen, I was going to go and get some like brochures for Saudi Arabia. I'll take it to the airport. Is there any chance of just like do one?
Nah, I've signed now. I've signed for City 2 years. So I'm here till you've got me till I'm 36. So I'm sticking around. Even if I'm on the pitch or not on the pitch, you know, to have the bragging rights in this city will be all right with me.
new segment.
Oh man, speaking about Saudi, is that something that you think you can see yourself, a project that you can see yourself part of in the future,
like next 6 months or something?
Do you talk to Laporte, like what's going on?
No, I'm very close to Riyadh. I'm very close to Riyadh. He was one of my good friends when we was here, when he was here. Listen, I'll never say never. What the money that they're paying and everything like that, it's obviously a massive factor in why these players are going out there. I think for Ronaldo to go out there, he changed or he opened the pathway for everyone, you know, to go there. I think if they keep attracting the players that they're attracting, the league's going to get better. So then why wouldn't you want to go? But for me, the Premier League is definitely the best league in the world. So I want to compete at this league for as long as possible, for as high as possible, before anything else, yeah.
How long do you think your body can go along for? Because you see Ronaldo saying 40 or whatever. Like, what, you don't seem to be someone who's slowing down. Second quickest in Premier League history still. And you clocked that last season or two. So you're still flying. What?
I don't know. I've always said as long as my legs are going and I still feel that I can contribute at a certain level that I want to contribute, I don't want to drop down too low, because I just feel the lower it gets, no disrespect, I think it gets harder. I actually think it gets harder because, you know, certain things that you have and that you've got a luxury of having at City, you know, whether that be the facilities, the nutrition, this, that and the other. But I'd like to finish at Sheffield United. That's something that I would like to do. Well, I was there from such
you
a young age.
You love your city,
innit? Yeah. I was there from such a young age until I went to Tottenham. And I only played 5 games before I went to Tottenham.
Wow.
And then went back on loan for half a season. So I think I've got like 35 games.
We'll get to 50, innit?
I'd go for as long as possible. As long as possible. But to give back or even pass on my experience to, you know, the younger players that are coming through or players that are there, then if I can do that, then I'd like to, yeah.
They're struggling this season, aren't they?
Jesus Christ. They need a miracle, don't they?
Yeah. I think they're dusted, yeah. I don't think they're going to survive that. Before we went live, you were saying you only just started hitting a gym like in the last year or something.
Yeah, last year, 6 months.
Lucky bastard, man. He's lucky, man. To be genetically that gifted is like, you haven't had to work at it, but he's just...
I don't know how you're that fast without doing specific conditioning to...
No, it's genetics. It's genetics.
That's but you know how much quicker you could have been if you'd have been like hitting squats and stuff?
But imagine if I got heavier
whole getting heavier thing, I don't think it's real. I don't think it's real.
What about nutrition? Are you big on nutrition or... You just had a sugar in your coffee there?
Yeah, I like desserts.
A lot.
Clotted cream rice pudding from Mark's. Incredible. He's incredible. Wow. But my pre-match is rice pudding.
No way.
Yeah.
That's it? What? Yeah. Bro, I used to eat like a three-course meal.
Yeah, but I used to be like that. I used to just eat pasta and pasta and pasta, but then I get to a game and I feel too heavy.
How much rice pudding? A big bowl or a little bowl?
Maybe have a normal bowl. Is it? Yeah. But if we travel away, the chef now packs me a tin of ambrosia rice pudding. Yeah, and I just have that in a...
This is a joke. Yeah. I can't believe it. My man's motoring past world-class talent, oozing pace.
Not done a squat and just powered on rice pudding.
Yeah, it's unreal.
What year is it?
That's just mad. S&C coaches must be sitting there scratching their heads at you.
I think football is all about 10%, the top 10%. I feel that we all can play football. Everyone in the Premier League, without a shadow of a doubt, can play football. But I feel it's the top 10% that makes you into a very good player or, you know, just a Premier League player.
You said that about Rico Lewis. I was seeing some stuff. I want to bring it back to this season.
Yeah.
Obviously, you guys are through to the quarters now, City. You've also got new rivals besides Liverpool. I want to know your...
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do. I want to know your feelings. Are you impressed with what we're doing over here at Arsenal?
why do you have to bring it up? Talking to Carl Walker about his career.
Do you know what it is? It's because I'm always interested to see what other people think about us. Because
for the probably thought it was as funny as we did that you bottled it after the last season.
Steve,
I want to hear the man talk himself.
I think you've took our assistant coach as your manager.
Wow. Hold on, shots are being fired.
Backup striker that he didn't use. Remember when they went doing a whole season without a striker?
Just hear him.
You've got Zinchenko that I think is a very big part of it. And Gabby. But I'll give you credit. It's a very, very good team now. A very good team.
You realised that when you came in October, innit?
You've won a game, one game.
No, but I'm asking. That was a good game.
No, right? Your energy. I don't like energy.
I'm asking a genuine question.
Are you still third?
The better team won on the day.
Thank you.
Still a lot of games to play.
The 31st as well. I'm going to be there.
You remember the last time they came today?
I forgot. Yeah, I was there.
No, I do. Okay. I do. Him and Robbie outside doing videos before round. This is the showdown. Yeah. Tails, legs, the lot on the way home. Mm. What happened? Slapovich. That's what happened.
Your energy is mad. I can't believe it. You've not won nothing, but your energy's coming like you've got a few titles.
It's different. I don't want to say too much here, but on a real, me and my friends and
keep it on a solo, fans, please. I don't want to be in this shop.
No. I'm being serious. Like, we're looking at that game on the 31st of March, yeah. And we reckon we can get something out of that game. Like, for real.
Well, like, battered.
For many years, obviously, you go there and it's a bit, you don't know. But this time round.
Is it here?
Yeah.
Is it here?
Bro, why is there bass in your voice? I don't know why.
I'm just saying. I'll leave it as that.
Right, let's move on. This is
like a face off.
You know you're not playing, right?
Yeah. I was going to say, you think I'm going
to. Come to the Etihad, we'll see.
Yeah.
All right, that's end of part one, at least, anyway.
Yes, guys, we sat down with Kyle Walker. As you can see, we've got loads more content coming. We've got loads more questions and answers with him. He talks about the best right backs in the world. Is he putting himself top of the tree? Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.